Apple TV Plus's drama Severance asks what might happen if a corporation discovered how to disconnect employees' memories while they're at work. So basically, they remember nothing from the outside world while they're there. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the result is a moody, weirdly compelling mystery centered on the nature of consciousness and freedom.
Severance begins with a young woman named Helly, played by Britt Lauer, taking a particularly unusual test. Helly is in an office meeting room alone. Her interrogator talks through a speakerphone.
Who are you?
That's the first question.
First name will do.
I don't...
If you can't answer the question, feel free to say unknown.
What is this?
Question two. In which U.S. state or territory were you born?
Wait, I don't know.
This is the final question. To the best of your memory, what is or was the color of your mother's eyes?
What's happening?
Turns out, Helly has just gone through a process called severance, where work memories are separated from other memories. Inside the office, she has no memory of anything that's happened outside of it. That's proving difficult for her to accept in a conversation with her department head, played by Parks and Recreation alum Adam Scott.
So I'll never leave here.
You'll leave at 5. Well, actually, they stagger our exit, so 5:15. But it won't feel like it, not to this version of you, anyway.
Do I have a family?
You'll never know.
I have no choice.
Well, every time you find yourself here, it's because you chose to come back.
It's a wonderfully trippy scenario that allows Severance to ask all kinds of questions. For example, are the severed people actually two different consciousnesses in the same body? If they are, is it ethical for the person outside the office to decide when and if the person inside can ever leave? And what happens if the office drones decide they really want out? Adam Scott plays Mark, a former history professor who chooses a severance position to help handle crushing grief after the death of his wife. Still, his sister wonders why he stopped seeing a therapist.
You're not going.
Well, the work things helped.
I'm proud of you for taking that job. I really am. And I think she would have been, too. I know she would have been. I just feel like forgetting about her for 8 hours a day isn't the same thing as healing.
Comedy star Ben Stiller flexes his dramatic chops as an executive producer and director of more than half of Severance's 9 episodes. He gives the show a quirky, minimalist feel, especially inside the office of Lumen Corporation, where the halls are blindingly white and gray and stretch on endlessly. There are also great supporting performances here, including Patricia Arquette chewing scenery as a bizarrely controlling top administrator who can't stand Mark.
Are you mad at me?
You know my mother. She used to say that there was good news and bad news about hell. The good news is, hell is just the product of a morbid human imagination. The bad news is, whatever humans can imagine, they can usually create.
Stiller skewers corporate culture and earnest liberal culture in equal measure. Still, there's a few unanswered questions, like how do they know English and how to work computers in an office with no outside memories? But as the office drones look further into what the corporation is doing and why they are there, they stumble into a mystery which only grows more creative and compelling with each episode. I'm Eric Dickens.